at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing.
Mikey D. This is the best in local music from 9 to midnight on Wednesday nights. Tonight, a little bit later, we will have a live on-air guest,
Gravedance
Harlequin, and we will have some promotion from Hammer and Snake and a few other people. So, without any ado, let's get the party started, as they say.
Talking about, 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 tal
give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org. Boy, we got options tonight. Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Yes, you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. I'm Mike Stewart. It's 9:21 on your Wednesday night. This is WMFO in Medford. You're listening on 91.5 FM and web streaming. You just heard Flight of Fire, My Last Gamble off their brand new album, Path of the Phoenix. Before that, we heard the brand new Lily Black, My Own Hero, on My Own Hero, the record. Before that, on the brand new Upper Crust, Little Castrato, Delusions of Grandeur. Really great stuff. Before that, we heard the one and only Butterscotch, Frumpy Grumpy, from the somewhat disappointing Contractual Obligated follow-up. Please pick that up. That's a great, great, fun CD. And we started the top of the hour with the Chicago Vin Coalition, also brand new, and the song called American Dream from American Dream. Okay, we're going to have some guests coming up, promoting an event at the Once Lounge coming up probably in about 10 minutes or so. And we're going to continue on with the music. Here we go.
Hello? Feeling kind of bitchy.
just heard The Breeders, Do You Love Me Now? Great stuff. We have in the guests, please introduce yourself.
Hi, America. My name is Mef.
And
I'm Awen, also known as Holy Crow. And we're here to talk to you about...
Yes. One more for the pasties.
That'd be once more.
Yeah, once pasties. More with Buffy Burlesque.
It's Buffy Burlesque.
Yeah.
And that's kids and adults.
And that looks like it's going to be June 4th and 6th.
Yep, right at the Oberon, right in Harvard Square, yeah.
2 Arrow Street.
Yep.
And that is... Part of the...
It's part of the ART. It's part
that's
of
what I
yep.
thought so.
Yeah, it's the old Zero Arrow.
See, the brain cells kind of work sometimes.
There we go. Get them firing.
So, let us have it.
All right. So, we love Buffy. We hope you do. And we're actually really excited to talk about the show tonight, specifically because Buffy has a lot of connections with, like, rock music. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, like, it's a really, like, Buffy really relies on the music and the soundtrack that was chosen. Actually, the Breeders, who you were just playing,
yes.
are actually on Buffy,
oh.
and also a Boston band. And the way that we run our show is very much like that. We really like to integrate the music with the show. It's not your typical burlesque show. We have full bands doing 90s covers. We have the band playing songs with the dancers.
Yeah, we also integrate poetry and comedy, and it really turns into a variety show. But of course, it all comes back to Buffy as
it's,
well.
It's all about the Buffy, yeah. So.
And you folks can't see it, but they have excellent necklaces and ties and stuff on.
I am wearing a lion's head bolo tie
that is great.
Designed and manufactured by Holy Crow herself, who's also producing the show. So you can also get your...
There you go.
There we go. So
that's right.
That's a pretty solid segue.
And you have on...
Yes, and I have my beautiful hot pink mantle of skulls, because it turns out you make a lot of friends if you walk around with a hot pink mantle of skulls.
That's right.
True.
I wish there was a camera so people could see it. I feel they're deprived. It's such a beautiful thing.
Well, you know what? They can come to the show.
That's yeah. true. We will yeah. be wearing these things.
If
at
you
the
feel
show.
Deprived, come to the show and see us.
I think you should.
I think so, too. So, yeah, we have...
So we've been doing the show for 3 years.
Yep.
The first year we did the show, we had the fabulous band Indation.
Okay.
Excellent
and,
band.
One of the members of the band actually came as Drusilla, which is a character from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and performed as Drusilla throughout the night, which was really awesome.
Yeah, it was really fantastic. And the second year, we had a band. They're called Blue, B-L-E-W.
Mm-hmm.
And they were a bunch of young kids just graduated from Berkeley that did this. They were just an amazing shoegaze band, like this, like they had this, like My Bloody Valentine vibe, and they really like brought like a really rich, full sound to it, and they were awesome. And we're really excited this year because we have some friends of On the Town are actually going to be playing. They're called Hammer and Snake, and they are a fantastic band. I like they sent us their demo, and I'm like, this is like garage funk.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, they're fantastic.
It's really good, and one of the reasons we do this is we really want the audience to walk in and be transported back to the Bronze. We want you to feel, you know, the show now, as of this year, debuted 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So.
How old would I have been then? Yeah, that's all right. That's
right. Probably like 15,
16,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
More
16,
like 115.
You know?
So, yeah, it's going to be really awesome to have them there. You know, they've really put a lot of work into it, and we really are excited to have the live music, you know, as part of it. And I'll tell you one little spoiler, which is that they definitely will be playing the Buffy theme song to start off the show.
Yeah, which is really cool. Getting a live band to cover the theme song just kind of, you know, it really adds to it. And it's so fun. People really, really have a great time.
I saw something on TV about them in the last several months about this fan base and how people are still really involved and care. And
one of the reasons I really like, you know, doing the show is that Buffy made leaps as a feminist horror show that are still fresh, that are still breaking.
Absolutely.
You know, and through doing the show, we've been able to get a lot of people interested in watching it. And some of those people are as young as 12 and 13. So, you know, the themes of the show are still relevant. They're still pertinent now. And you know.
And some of them are old like us, too.
Yeah, and some of them are
know,
old.
Like,
yeah.
you know, you can never be too young or too old to get, maybe you can be a little too young to get into Buffy, because they do get into some adulter themes later in the later series, but you can never be too old to enjoy Buffy.
That's right. Never too old.
Yeah, and I, you know, I feel the same way about Burlesque. You can never, you know, never be too old to look at beautiful humans. So.
My parents liked Burlesque, and they were, you know, pre-World War II mm-hmm. people. My mother loved fan dancers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We actually have some fantastic performers from the Burlesque community. We have Jane Doe, who is from the Slutcracker, and Fat Bones, who is, you know, a good friend of ours, and also, like, the head of the Slaughterhouse Sweethearts, which were a horror burlesque troupe.
And you may know Ginny Nightshade from Old School Game Show, and also from the Boston Circus Guild.
Yep. We have, I mean, we really have some, like, top-notch
and of course we have
performers.
And of course we have Devilisha.
We have Devilisha, yeah.
So Devilisha has been doing horror burlesque for years and is fantastic. Actually has a monster lab.
Yeah.
And each year has been building latex costumes for the show.
Yeah.
So you're going to see a lot of great visuals.
You're going to love amazing visuals.
Yeah.
Amazing costuming, amazing attractive humans,
and
some of the best comedians in Boston.
Oh, absolutely. We've got Kevin Harrington's going to be there doing some comedy with us.
Yeah, it's going to be really great.
And Emily.
Emily's going to be there.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Really impressed me. So excited to have her. And, you know, it's we really look forward to bringing it to the audience. And, you know, it actually even extends to the tech crew. Justin Pace works at Oberon and actually won an award, right? From Boston?
He did. He won a local, I don't know if it was a local Tony, but it was like a local theater award for his light design. And
yeah, and he actually goes above and beyond for this show because he's a Buffy fan. Mm-hmm. So you will even get a great lighting in the show. I mean, we try to bring it all.
Yeah. who's gonna promo a show by being like, you guys are gonna have the best tech team. The best techs in theater are working this show.
My stage manager is showing in that.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, we're really, really super excited. We're really excited for the show.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
You want to hear another song?
I think Absolutely. So, yeah.
We're going to hear something from somebody you might know.
Oh, fantastic.
Here we go.
There's no charity in you, and that surprises me. I guess I thought you were a golden idol, 'cause I called you majesty. Tips I was obliged to pick up from the past scene. Hey kids, look at this. It's the fall of the world's own optimist. I could get back up if you insist, but you'll have to ask politely, 'cause the eggshells I've been treading couldn't spare me. Could have objections, which you could override. But what's the point? We're only flogging the horse when the horseman is up and dead. Once I testified, it swore I'd never leave a stone unturned. I bet you're really glad that I lied. You'll have to ask politely.
Yeah, that was, you just heard Amy Mann.
Yep. Amy Mann was also on Buffy. Trivia. In fact, Amy Mann is one of the few band members that actually had a speaking role on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Yep,
she said, I hate playing vampire towns.
As she was unloading from the last show, one of the last shows at the Bronze. So,
yeah,
we love it. We were actually, it was funny when you put that on, we both turned to each other and like, why don't we listen to more Amy Mann? And had that moment where we realized that, like, we burnt out on Amy Mann. That's why we don't listen to it all the time.
Yeah, we listen to it all the time
already. All of the time. Yeah.
I think it's time to come back around.
I think so, too. She's phenomenal.
She did have a band before she went solo and before...
Yeah, she was Until Tuesday.
Before Till Tuesday.
Oh, yeah? What was the band before Till Tuesday?
The Young Snakes.
Ah.
They had a, on a song called Brains and Eggs.
I'm going to look that up when I get home.
Yeah.
I'm into that. I knew about Till Tuesday because they were one of my favorite bands when I was young.
Hey, let's see if this will...
All right.
Once you... here we go. Let's give this a shot. Yeah.
Yes, I love that song. That was fantastic.
Little taste of the band Endation.
Yeah, they're a great band.
And can you tell me a little about them?
So they're a two-piece group. They've been around for what, like, they've been playing together for like 10, 15 years or something. And they're just kind of heavy, grungy, loud, noisy. So when you're playing a theater show, you have to stay within a specific decibel level. These two people blew out the decibel level in sound check within like 2 seconds.
Wow.
So that should give you an indication of how loud two people can play. they actually let me sit in on a couple of covers, at our first show, which was really fun. They're a great band to play with. So I got to, you know, pick up a guitar and cover a song that I've always wanted to cover, which is Stuck on You by Failure. And that was really fun. So
always fun.
Yeah, it's all, you know, just sitting in with a band you really respect and appreciate is always just like top notch.
And that song Stab, I believe, has a good music video out there too that you can look for.
Yeah, you should definitely check it out. It's spelled STAAB.
So are there websites and Facebook pages and contacts?
We do. So Once More with Pasties has all sorts of ways that you can find us on the internet. You can find us on Facebook. Just look for Once More with Pasties. You can also find us via Holy Crow. You can also find us at the Oberon website, or you can just go right directly to our Bitly and get all you need at bit.ly/Buffy, B-U-F-F-Y, Burly, B-U-R-L-Y, 3. That's Buffy, that's Bitly, Buffy Burly 3.
Yeah, and we have tickets that range from 15 to 25. We like to give people a lot of options in exclusively for our listeners here. Mm. We do have a promo code we can give you.
Okay.
You'll be the first, you'll be the first to hear it. Use the code MUSTBETUESDAY for 20% off of your tickets.
That's all one word, all caps, MUSTBETUESDAY.
Mm. Which, of course, we have two shows this year. We have one on Sunday and one on Tuesday. Tuesday was Buffy night. And if you're a Buffy fan, you might remember, if you were a Buffy fan back when it was on the air, you might remember that people used to gather at each other's houses and throw parties every week for the episodes.
Wow. Yep.
So a lot of the old school Buffy fans like us know that Tuesday is Buffy night.
So we're super stoked to have a show on Buffy night, you know, just instead of us, you know, all sitting around, you know, with some beers and some popcorn, we're going to be sitting around with cocktails and beautiful humans.
That's
so
excellent.
I can't, you know, both are excellent. I'm not going to say which one's better. But I think we all know which one I think is.
Yeah. Don't mind me.
Whispering in a microphone is always really fun.
Yeah. It brings people's attention to what you're talking about.
Once more with pasties, a Buffy burlesque.
There we go.
Subliminal. That's it backwards. So.
Well, it's been great having you
it's
in.
It's been fantastic
Thank
being
you so
here. Thank you so much.
I hope you were frequent visitors.
Thank you. We can, anytime.
We'll make ourselves known. Don't worry about that.
And if you want to meet them in person, the date again.
It is this Sunday, June 4th, and next Tuesday, June 6th, at the Oberon. Once more with pasties of Buffy burlesque.
At Harvard Square, Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Well, thank you again.
Thank you so much.
And have a great show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
Pick of the mall. But they don't read our missives. They just see us submissive. I know there's something to her. The boys don't wanna do her. But I got something they don't. Yeah, I got something they don't. They don't. Girl,
what'd you expect? You flunked him.
But I can be a chauffeur. I just wanna know her. He can get her drinks, get her on the list. He can get a test, but I can't. But I got something he don't. Yeah, I got something. Girl crush, no homo. Girl crush.
Yeah, that was Anna Marsden from Whispers, the song's Devil's Garden. This is On the Town with Mikey D every Wednesday night from 9 to midnight, the best in local music. We will have a full live band on soon. We have heard, before that, we heard Power Slut, Girl Crush, and Nation, Stab, and AB Man, The Fall, The World's Own Optimist. Let us continue the music.
Candy-coated stimuli.